Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, and let me read a couple of scriptures to you. Psalm 37. In Psalm 37, are you there? Psalm 37, let's begin reading in the third verse. Psalm 37 and verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. How many believe this, just like it's written, that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll do what? He'll do what? Somebody says, well, you know, it ain't that big of a deal. I mean, whether I lose that 20 pounds or whether I, you know, am able to wear the kind of clothes I want to, it is a deal. If it's a desire of yours, God wants you to have it. Not that big of a deal, you know, if I'm completely out of debt or if I'm able to, it is a big deal. There's no reason for you not to have it. As far as God's concerned, I mean, it's not that it's not his will. It is his will. Somebody said, well, yeah, but you know, God told us he'd give us our needs, but he never said he'd give us our desires. Can you read? Can you read? This is the word for desire. Look it up. And this is not the only place. I'm going to show you some more here in just a minute. Do you believe God cares about you and it is his will to give you the desires of your heart? Hmm? Not just your basic necessities, your desires. Is it his will to give you the desires of your heart? Yes, it is. He told you he would. Trust in him. He'd bring it to pass. Go to the 145th Psalm. Psalm 145. Psalm 145 and verse 16. Is this the word of the Lord? This is God talking to us. Psalm 145, 16. Talking about the Lord. You open your hand and what? Satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near unto all that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. Is it written? He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him. All the wicked will he destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Will he fulfill your desire? Yes. He said he would right here. Right? Right here. He said he would. Can you have your desire in these areas? Yes, you can. Is it the will of God? Yes. Yes, it is. Don't turn there, but listen to these. Proverbs 10:24. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Do you like that? Yes. Proverbs 10:24. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. Proverbs 13, two places there. It says, when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. And the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Hallelujah. There's going to be some folk, ere the year is out, you're going to be saying, how sweet it is. Woo! There's going to be some husbands and wives saying, how sweet it is. Some people concerning their finances, how sweet it is. How sweet victory is. After years of seeming defeat, and seeming failure in the same area, how sweet it is when the desire comes and is accomplished. You know that's the will of God. You know He loves you. You know He wants your heart satisfied and your desire fulfilled. Now go with me, please, to Luke. Luke chapter 14. Let me get into the other part of this. Luke chapter 14. Thanks be unto God. Gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Always causes us to triumph. Luke 14. Are you there? How many are convinced that God will give you your heart's desire? Not just your basic necessities. He'll give you your desires. If you love Him and you're pursuing Him and His things are the most important to you, He'll give you your heart's desire. Not just what you need only, but your desire. Desire. He's done it for me so many times, I couldn't doubt it. Amen? He's given me all kind of stuff. This is just not necessary at all. And if anybody got anything to say about it, they need to talk to Him, because He's the one that gave it to me. And I got scripture for it. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. You say, what purpose does that serve? I enjoy it. That's it. What purpose that bright red motorcycle with the chrome engine serve? I enjoy it. That's enough. Amen? Just a desire. Amen? Maybe you like guns. Maybe you like, beautiful shotguns with gold engraving and all. You can shoot a duck with a rusty one. What do you have to have one with all that engraving? Because you enjoy it. I don't care if all you do is put it in the case and look at it. Don't have to serve any other purpose. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. When He is your life, He is your purpose, He is your Lord and you follow Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Gives us richly all things to enjoy. Luke 14, are you there? Luke 14. We talked about vision and we begun to talk about desire, but let's focus in a little closer on desire, another side of desire. Luke 14 and verse 25. Luke 14, 25. And there went a great multitudes with Him. And He turned and said to them, this is Luke 14, now 26. If any man come to Me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be My disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. Is this true? That was weak. You know who said this, don't you? Okay, is it true?
Yeah.
Whether you understand it or not, it's true. But you know, one definition of this word hate, if you look it up in Strong's Concordance, one definition of the word hate is literally to love less. It's a comparative thing. To love less. Is God telling us that we are to hate our family?
No.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Well, then how are we to understand this? Two things, and you'll see one aspect of what I've just told you, and then the fullness of the use of the word. Look at the whole thing. If any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. What's he talking about? Anything or anybody that you love more than him. Anything or anybody that would hold you out and prevent you from following God and doing his will for your life, you ought to despise the hindrance. Did you hear me? You'll see as we go on further, you must make a decision. You must make a choice. And you must count the cost. Right?
Yes.
If Daddy wants you to go this way and the Lord wants you to go the other way, you must love Daddy less. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Then you love the Lord. And you must actually detest and despise, not that you're, you know, just hating the person of your father, but you must despise anything that would hold you back from serving God. Amen?
Amen.
Must be very strongly and not vacillate, not waver about it. No man can serve two masters. If your wife is your Lord, then Jesus is not. If your mama is your Lord and runs your life, then Jesus does not. If you run your own life, then Jesus does not. Right? That's what he's talking about. Now keep reading though, and you see this all goes together. Keep reading. For, verse 28, for, that means it all goes together. For, which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and what? Counteth the cost. Counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Lest haply, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. Now that's the second time he uses that word, finish it. All that behold it begin to mock and say, this man began to build and was not able to. Third time. How many understand? Anytime the Bible repeats something three times, you better wake up. What's he talking about? Finishing. 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 Now this has application to finishing your course for Jesus. Finishing the plan he has for your life. But it applies to every other area too, along the way, including physical things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Counting the Cost, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R123. That's R123, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.